Good day, my beloved parishioners of St. Bernard. I hope you all are doing well and keeping safe and healthy. With the social distancing in place, as a parish community, it is our desire to stay connected with you as much as possible through our emails and website. Our staff and other volunteers from the parish are primarily part of this effort. Each week, Deacon Mike and I will be providing you with our weekly homilies. Now, I would like to present to you my reflection for the fourth Sunday of Lent. And I'd like to begin with the phrase, "Be not afraid." There is no doubt that this monstrous evil has thrown everyone into unwarranted panic. The presence of this great evil, COVID-19, does overwhelm us all, especially the fact that it is something new and foreign to us. It is a great darkness with its attendant uncertainties, a darkness that leaves on its path the fear of the unknown. So it is indeed a trying moment for us, for every one of us. It is also a time when our Christian faith is put to the test. Not to worry, dear friends. St. Paul admonishes us to put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground and claim your victory over it. The day of evil is here. It has disrupted our normal daily life routine, causing restrictions in so many areas of life endeavors. But we must not give up nor be discouraged. Life still goes on. We must remain resilient. We must remain calm and keep our heads above water on the turbulent sea until the storm passes by. This is something I had gone through in the past in my country, Nigeria, when the Ebola virus swept furiously across the whole of Africa. My country, Nigeria, was also hit by it, and it ravaged so many lives in Africa. In fact, naturally, everybody panicked and felt the world was coming to an end. However, we quickly got over that initial fever and resorted to faith in God and possible ways and measures to combat the evil. Though there were restrictions imposed, everybody took it very seriously and concurred. Our faith, our strict adherence to the laid down regulations regarding safety measures, and our neighborliness helped us to go through it all. In fact, the storm quickly passed us by without our noticing. If we could do it, you can do it yourself too, because you have more opportunities and more available measures in terms of technology to contain the spread and end it. Evil is a reality, such as the one we have right now. The best response to it is good. In the Gospel of the first Sunday of Lent, which is this weekend, Jesus spoke of himself as the light of the world. There he opened the eyes of the man born blind. The disciple had a different interpretation as to the cause of his blindness. Jesus, as the light of the world, opened their eyes to another world view regarding the whole episode. Jesus says to them, "This is an opportunity for me to show you what the works of God are really like." Jesus then proceeded to heal the blind man, both physically and spiritually. The man's blindness did reveal something about what God is really like. He showed God's compassion in the face of human suffering. talking about a problem will never solve it. Only action will. Perhaps this evil confronting us now has a good purpose. It reveals what God is like through us. On Tuesday, the staff and I came together to brainstorm on how we are going to be useful to our parishioners during this time of lockdown in different areas of the parish life, and to help you to continue to have a steady feel of the parish and stay connected. I was amazed at their ingenuity regarding the creative ideas they were coming up with when put into use will put smiles on the faces of apparitioners and foster healings of different kinds. I am truly proud of them to see the passion, the sacrifices, and the availability that they demonstrated. These are the different faces of our loving and providential Father God. These are the works of God. At this time, a lot of people are hurting, a lot are afraid, confused, and are unable to do anything because they are crippled with fear. What was a problem for the apostles became an opportunity for Jesus to do the work of God, to show what God is really like. My dear friends, let your faith shine forth. Let others see what God is really like through you, especially at this time. We are God's responsible agents of His healing presence in the life of others. Let's continue to bring hope to the hopeless and foster hope in a hopeless situation. Let us get busy. You and I will hardly notice when this evil speeds by without us even noticing too. However, remember that in the midst of tending to others, you must maintain social distancing at this time. Jesus says, "Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye as wise as serpent and innocent or harmless as a dove." We find that in Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. Thank you for listening. Thank you, and be rest assured of my prayer for you all. And know that God is always watching over you.